们请大家一起预备心，同心默祷。
And let's pray in silence to prepare our heart.
阿门。哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始我们这次灵恩布道会第一个晚上的布道聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin the first evening evangelical service for this spiritual convocation.
我们一起来唱赞美诗337首。
Please sing hymn 337.
大家暂时站着，一起低头来向天上的真神祷告。
Please remain standing as we pray together to the Heavenly God.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父，万有的主宰，怜悯世人的耶稣基督。
Loving Heavenly Father, the Creator of all universe, and the loving Jesus Christ.
我们感谢您，我们一起称颂您的圣名。
We thank you and we praise your holy name.
感谢您照着我们预定的日期，让我们在这边一起聚集，举开布道聚会。
We thank you allowing us at this appointed time to gather together to hold the evangelical service.
也感谢您感动我们亲爱的朋友一起来聆听你大好的信息。
We also thank you that you moved our friends to come here to listen your great news.
主啊，因你怜悯的心肠，叫日光从高天照耀在我们这些坐在死荫幽谷的人们。
Lord,because your merciful heart, you let sunshine to shine into all those who are sitting in the darkness of shadow.
要让我们都能够走上那平安的道路。
And you will lead us to the path of peace.
从你那边来领受那永恒的生命。
And you will give us the eternal life.
因为你是生命的主。
Because you are the Lord of life.
你借着代死在十字架上败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
Through dying on the cross, you overcome Satan who is controlling death.
让我们这些因为怕死而做魔鬼奴仆的人们，因着你得到释放。
And you set free all those who was afraid of death and also become a slave to Satan.
主啊，这是大好的信息，我们不得不传讲。
Lord, this is indeed a great good news. We have to pray preach.
祈求你今天晚上赏赐你的仆人口才力量。
We ask you to give talent to your servant tonight.
将你那宝贵永生的信息讲说得清楚明白。
So that your servant can preach clearly about the precious truths of life.
也祈求你的圣灵与我们同在，运行在我们每一个弟兄姐妹以及我们亲爱朋友的心灵里头。
We also pray that Holy Spirit move among us and dwell in our heart.
让我们能够听得明白，让我们能够感动，并且愿意来接受。
So that we can understand the teaching and accept the truth.
我们最后将一切的荣耀、颂赞、尊贵以及权柄都归在你的名下。
We will give all the glory and praise unto your name.
直到永永远远。
Until forever and ever.
哈利路亚，阿门。
哈利路亚，阿门。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们再次欢迎我们亲爱的朋友在百忙当中拨空来参加晚上的布道聚会。
Again, we welcome all our true seeker friend in your busy schedule. You come here to attend this evening service.
我们首先要请我们这一次参加学生灵恩会的E2学员来献上赞美神的诗歌。
We will invite our E2 student to present a hymn.
然后接下来我们要请这一次总会所差派的田辉王传道在这里证道。
And then we will invite Pastor Tian from General Assembly to give a sermon.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证分享。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I give testimony and sharing.
首先感谢真神的带。
First, I thank for the guidance of true God.
让我们亲朋好友及弟兄姐妹也能够来参加聚会。
So that all our friend and relative and brother sister can attend the service.
愿天上的真神能够赐福给大家。
May the God in heaven can bless all of us.
也谢谢刚刚的儿童所献的诗歌。
We also thank for the hymn presentation by children.
我们今晚跟大家来谈分享的题目是主是生命。
The topic I would like to share tonight is the Lord is life.
一个人基本上能活着就是有生命在身上。
The reason we can live is because we have life in us.
但是每一个人使用生命的表现出来的现象也不同。
However, the way the life is manifested in everyone is different.
所以基本上没有了生命就没有了人生。
But one thing for sure is without life, no one can live.
我们看到这个世界。
When we see this world,
在各个国家有许多被歌功颂德的一些伟人。
Many countries have their own heroes to be honored.
或许他有很多的成就被留下来。
Perhaps these heroes have a great accomplishment.
或许有很多惊人的历史被传颂下来。
Perhaps they passed on many history lessons for us.
但是也有很多成功的伟人已经不在这世界。
But many of those successful heroes no longer exist in this world.
也就是说，这个生命不在他身上，他不在世间了。
And that means they no longer have life. They no longer lived in this world.
那生命怎么来？
So how does life come?
圣经也有这样的交代。
The Bible tells us this.
我们请看创世纪第二章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7. 我念英文。好。Chapter 2, verse 7. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
在创世纪的一章、二章里面。
In chapter 1, 2 of Genesis.
这里谈到了两个非常重要的道理。
Two important truths are taught here.
讲到世界的开头。
First, it talk about the beginning of this world.
也谈到了人类的开始。
It also talk about the beginning of human race.
这两项就已经把关乎我们在世界非常重要的情形给报告出来了。
So both facts were very important to us.
那第七节这里说到
，Chapter 2 verse 7 says，
人怎么来，生命怎么来
？How does a life in a human come about？
神是用地上的尘土来造人。
First, God formed man from the dust on the ground，
并且将生气吹在这个人的鼻孔里。
Then God breathed into his nostril the breath of life.
他就成了有灵的活人。
And the man became a living being.
也就是讲有生命的人。
That means that man has life in him.
名字叫亚当。
His name was called Adam.
这个就已经特别看到了人的来源的开始。
This tells us the origin of man.
所以我们要知道的是在创世纪一章的二十六节、二十七节。
We further read chapter 1 of verse 26 and 27
of Genesis. 这里谈到说神用他的形象。
God made human according to his image.
二十七节这里讲。
In verse 27.
神就照着自己的形象造人。
So God created man in his own image.
又在强调说乃是照着神的形象造男造女。
And then further emphasize it create man and male and female according to his image.
不单单让我们能够了解。
So this tells us,
人的生命是从神来的。
Human's life is originated from God.
而人应该活出神的形象。
So we should live in the image of God.
这个就是我们所直接从圣经了解人的本质的。
And this tells us the essence of man.
所以人的本质应该有良善。
So the essence of man should have
应该有慈爱。
Should have love and kindness.
这些合乎神形象的一些现象。
Because these are the image of God.
但是我们却这样了解。
However,
因为人用尘土所造。
Because human were made of dust.
所代表的是一种人的软弱。
It also represents the weakness of human.
人的有限。
The limitation of human.
人的短暂。
And the shortness of human life.
在过去旧约的时代。
In Old Testament time.
我们看到有许多人跌倒了。
Many people fell.
不敬畏神。
They did not fear God.
离开原来的本质。
They did not have the image of God.
所以在宗教信仰上面来看，
So from the religious point of view,
人很容易陷入自己的软弱。
A human can easily fall into his own weakness.
随着情欲而发展。
And live according to his desire.
无法显出他生命的本质。
They cannot manifest the image of God.
所以从旧约到新约，
From Old Testament to New Testament,
乃至到我们今天末后的世人。
Until the last days now，
其实也要尽一份这种努力来关心自己的生命。
We should always focus on development of our life。
那这种现象，
this kind of phenomenon，
在耶稣基督在世传福音的时候也谈到了。
Jesus also mentioned this。
我们来看一下约翰福音十四章。
Please turn to John chapter 14。
十四章的第六节。
John chapter 14 verse 6。
十四章第六节。
John chapter 14 verse 6。
第六节，耶稣说。
In verse 6, Jesus said，
我就是道路、真理、生命。
I'm the way, the truth, and the life。
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to Father except through me。
在约翰福音书里头啊。
In the book of John。
有非常重要的信息。
It has many important truths for us.
每一次主耶稣要讲到重要的信息的时候，
Every time Jesus mentioned about important truths,
他就会用一个非常重要的字眼，我是。
He will always start the statement with I am.
在希腊文就讲 ego eimi.
好 ，In Greek it's ego eimi.
我是就成为约翰福音一个很重要的神学道理了。
So the phrase I am become a very important truth in the book of John.
有人这样子来做研讨。
Someone made this research.
约翰福音第一章到十二章就称作神迹篇。
From John chapter 1 to 12 is considered the the part I talk about miracles.
每一个神迹有主耶稣他所行的用意在里面。
Every miracle has its significance.
甚至要表达的一种生命的见证在里面。
It express the truth regarding life.
然后十三章到二十一章。
From chapter 13 to 21.
就称作荣耀篇。
Talk about the glory of God.
所以耶稣在这里强调重要神国的信息的时候。
So when Jesus talk about the important truths of God's kingdom,
他就是要破除犹太宗教错误的观念。
He want to destroy the wrong teaching in Jewish religion.
甚至犹太宗教重要节期的观念。
He also want to get rid of the idea of festivities.
这是我们在研讨约翰福音书的时候一个很重要的思考路线。
So this is a very important idea when we study this book.
在耶稣的那个时期。
In the times of Jesus,
当时代的人呢、啊，最夸口的有三件事。
There are three things people boast about.
其中有一件
，and the first thing is this,
就是所谓犹太传统宗教的说法。
They consider the tradition of the Jewish religion.
他们认为犹太宗教乃是神的宗教。
First, they think the Jewish religion is God's religion.
但他们只有守旧约的部分呢。
But they only kept the Old Testament part.
他们认为他们是直接神拣选的子民。
They consider they were the chosen generation by God.
而不相信耶稣基督的到来。
And they did not believe Jesus coming.
他们甚至高声大喊着说：“我们就是神生命的居所了。”
And they claim they are the dwelling place of God.
所以我们从这里就可以看到
so from this we can see
当耶稣宣告这个信息
When Jesus made the statement here,
他说我是生命
I am the life,
我是道路
I am the way,
我是真理
I am the truth,
如果不借着我
no one comes
就没有人能到父那里去
except through me.
主耶稣在这里讲得非常清楚
Jesus declared clearly here,
不借着他就没有人能够到父那里去
no one can go to Father except through him.
他当初当时讲这种道理的时候
So when Jesus made a statement here,
他要面对很大的冲击。
He has to face a lot of challenge.
从宗教来的，
from
religion, 从政治方面来的，
from politics,
都会攻击他。
Everybody will attack him.
所以我们可以看到，当耶稣要走向他救恩的道路的时候，
so we can see when Jesus was walking on the road to salvation.
反对他攻击他的人啊，那种商议、那种杀害是越来越强迫了。
There are more and more people against him, try to kill him.
加利利可以说是他传福音宣教的地方。
Galilee was a place Jesus preached gospel.
选召门徒的地方。
He called his disciple.
很多人来信主的地方。
And many people believe in him.
但是耶路撒冷城就不是。
But Jerusalem is a different matter.
是敌人的总部。
It was headquarters of enemy.
是攻击他的人的一个地方。
It's the people who against him.
他遇难的时候，门徒都离开他去了。
When Jesus was crucified, all his disciples ran away.
甚至是他死的一个地方。
It's a place of death.
但是他还是要走上这条道路。
Still, Jesus went to Jerusalem.
就借着他的死，成为人的一个得救道路。
Through Jesus' death, he accomplished the salvation of
humans. 所以在这里，耶稣宣告说：“我是生命。”
So here Jesus said, "I am the life."
是要破除当时犹太宗教错误的传统说法。
He want to destroy the wrong tradition of Jewish religion.
他说除了借着他才能到父那里去，没错。
He said only through him can people go to God.
在创世纪的第一章。
In Genesis chapter 1.
五十一节他这样做见证。五十一节。
那个约翰福音第一章。
对不起，约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1 verse 51, Jesus made this statement.
这里耶稣做见证说。
Jesus made this testimony here.
他把那个神的使者上来下去在天梯上面的一个见证啊。
He mentioned about the vision of angel ascending and descending.
以这个典故，根据创世纪这个雅各他所做的一个梦。
This vision was a dream that Jacob dreamed when he was in Genesis.
耶稣说。
Jesus said here,
那个上去下来的天梯就在人子身上。
He said, this ladder where the angel ascend and descend is on Son of Man.
我们从十六章十四章的第六节啊。
That's why when we read chapter 14 verse 6,
就可以看到耶稣基督在第一章所做的一个见证。
We can see why Jesus made that statement in chapter 1.
就是要显明实现在耶稣基督身上。
That is, this heavenly ladder is revealed on Jesus himself.
所以我们单就主是生命这一部分。
So let's focus on Jesus, the Lord is life.
再做进一步的一个了解。
Try to have further understanding.
我们看到耶稣所看到的当代现象。
Let's examine what Jesus, the time Jesus lived.
可以说在人的社会里面呢，已经充斥各样的异端邪说。
There are so many wrong teaching at that time.
人也因着自己的情欲。
And people because of their own desire.
表露出了一种人生黑暗的一面。
And they show all kind of dark side of human being.
所以混乱了整个崇拜神的一种意义和原则。
They confuse the original idea of worshiping God.
所以耶稣在这个时候来宣告这样的信息。
So that's why Jesus chose this time to declare this
important truth. 其实就如同在黑暗中的一盏明灯一样。
It's as if a light in a dark world.
当犹太人教徒在高举他们是一个生命的居所的时候。
When the Jewish people claim they are the dwelling place of God.
那这个时候的耶稣。
But what Jesus said.
他亲自来指引宣告人一个真正的生命的路。
He gave us a clear direction for life.
而且他宣告的主是生命这条道路。
And he said, Lord is life.
是跟真理有关系的。
And this is an important truth.
所以从这个信息里面。
From this message.
耶稣的宣告。
From this declaration of Jesus.
是普世性的。
It's to the whole world.
也是对着我们世人所讲的。
It's to all of us.
所以我们必须要从他的道理里面做一个认识。
So we must have understanding of his statement.
那讲到主是生命。
When we talk about Lord is life.
我们以下就从三个方面来做一个探讨。
We would like to explain from three directions.
为什么说主是生命？
Why is Lord is life?
我们来看约翰福音第一章。
Please turn to John chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
约翰福音第一章的第四节。
John chapter 1 verse 4.
第四节
Verse 4,
生命在他里头这生命是人的光
And the life was the light of man
这里谈到第一点
The first point is this,
生命在他里头
A life was in him
这个是表明了生命的来源就是从这位神来
That means the original life is from this God
我们前面看到创世纪二章的七节
We read Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
神将气，也就是灵，吹在这个人的鼻孔里。
God breathes breath to the nostril of the first man.
这个气就是灵。
This breath is also spirit.
所以这个人就成为有生命的活人了。
And that man become a living being.
使徒保罗他也这样做见证。
Apostle Paul made a statement.
说到我们的生活。
That our life.
我们的动作。
Our movement,
我们的生命
our life,
都在乎这位神
It's all up to this God.
那这个希腊人作诗的时候也这样说、啊、
When the Greek made this upon,
说生命存留乃在乎神、啊、
Our life depends on God.
这位神是创造宇宙万物的活神
This God is a living God who created the universe.
而不是用我们人手所雕刻的这个偶像
He's not an idol made by man.
更不是用人的喜好所评价的一种无形的偶像
or he is something made by man
而这位神他是又真又活的神
but this God is a true living God
生命在他里头
in him was life
他掌握了我们人的一切
he control our human being
所以我们能够找到这位生命的源头这位神
so if we can find this origin of life this God
你就是找到了这一条人生的生命道路
and then we find the road to life
那为什么我们能够知道主是生命呢
How do we know the Lord is life?
我们再来看约翰福音第一章第四节的下半段
Please refer verse 4 the second half verse 4 chapter 1
这里说生命就是人的光
And this life was the light of man
刚刚前面我们了解生命从神来
First we understand life comes from God
那现在要来谈生命是人的光
Now we talk about life was the light of man
我们有了生命
When we have life,
我们就好像有光一样。
It's just like we have light.
你的人生好像彩色。
And then our life become colorful.
有人说你生病了。
When someone say you are ill,
那你的生命受威胁了。
Your life is threatened.
能不能会好还不知道。
Whether you will recover or is not clear.
这个时候受威胁，人生就黑白啊。
Now when our life is threatened, our life become black and white.
好像活在黑暗中啊。
It's like living in darkness.
当我们生命存留健康的时候。
But when we have life, a healthy life in us,
我们就感觉到这世界人生有光。
And we, as if we feel this world have light.
我们来看一下一章的第九节。
Let's read verse 9 of chapter 1.
这里记载。
In this verse.
说那光是真光。
The true light that gives light to every man.
照亮一切生在世上的人。
That was coming into the world.
往前面看，这个光就是那个道。
So this light is also the truth, the word.
往前面看，第一节。
If we read verse 1, we can see that this is the word. In the beginning was the word.
那位真光就是道。
That true light is the word.
那位真光就是神。
That true light is God.
再往后看十四节。
That we read verse 14.
那位真光就是道成肉身住在我们中间的耶稣。
That true light is the Word become flesh who living among us, who is Jesus.
再看18节。
Let's read verse 18.
这里说，在父怀里显出来的那一位独生子就是耶稣基督。
The one who showed the Father is true, Jesus himself.
所以我们很清楚的可以了解。
So we can understand this.
这那个照亮人生命的这位真光啊。
The one who give true light to human being.
他就是耶稣基督。
He is Jesus Christ.
其实在主前第八世纪的时候
8th century before Christ,
先知以赛亚早就已经预言了有关这一方面的事情。
Prophet Isaiah already prophesied everything.
我们来看一下以赛亚书第九章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书的第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
第九章我们来看第一节第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
九章的第一节第二节。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 1 and 2.
在第一节里面。
In verse 1.
这里就把耶稣来道成肉身在加利利地传福音已经做预言了。
It prophesies Jesus will be born in the land of Galilee and preach in Galilee.
然后他来要做什么呢？
What does he do?
第二节说。
Verse 2.
他要照亮在黑暗中行走的百姓。
He will give a light to those walk in darkness.
他要照亮住在死荫之地的人。
He will shine on those who live in the shadow of death.
到了新约的福音书里面呢。
So when we turn to New Testament,
我们真的就看见耶稣的到来，真的就是那位大光。
We can actually see that Jesus is that great light.
而他赋予人生命。
He give life to everyone.
但是他也照亮人的一切。
He will also shine, give light to everything we do.
从这里我们可以了解。
So from this we can understand.
耶稣造这个神造人给生命了。
God create life and give life to human.
那人活着为什么还要有那个大光真光来照亮呢？
And why do we still need this light from Jesus?
人软弱。
Because we are weak.
容易受各种的诱惑。
We can be easily tempted.
在人世间的生活里面，常常会显出自己的不足。
So we live very we have a lot of lackage in our life.
最可怕的就是顺从情欲而住在罪恶的黑暗中。
We can easily obey our own flesh and live in sin.
所以这里所谈到的
，So what's mentioned here?
住在死荫之地的人
，Those who live in the shadow of death.
或者住在黑暗之地的人
，Those who live in darkness.
其实我们可以来想象
，We can imagine that.
当你身体有疾病
，When we have illness.
不得医治的时候
，When that illness can be not be cured，
你一天解决不了
，When that cannot be healed，
那种重担很难受的
，It's great burden to us，
就形成你的压力
，It become a pressure to us，
那你过去的欢笑可能会不见
，No longer we live in joy，
你现在就如同住在死荫之地黑暗里面一样
，As if we are living in the shadow of death，
这个没有办法用人先进的科技知识来去解决
，It cannot be cured by any technology or human，
尤其人犯罪不平安。
When we sin, we lost peace.
你也不能用任何物质条件来满足哎。
It cannot be satisfied or solved by any
material means. 那这个时候你的生命是脆弱。
This time we have a weak life.
生命是受到威胁的。
Our life is threatened.
生命是住在黑暗中的。
And we live in darkness.
怎么办？
What shall we do?
这里很清楚告诉我们。
And it gives answer here.
要得到那位大光的照亮。
We need the light from this great light.
所以这个生命要得到真正的光，还需要这位神的照亮哎。
So our life indeed needs a true light from God.
从肉体的生命
from our flesh life.
要进入到永恒的生命。
We'll enter into the eternal life.
这不是人的手可以造成的。
This is not something can be achieved by us.
你我大家世人都有。
Everyone has a flesh life.
但是要被真光照亮啊，这个就要有神的一种帮助见证了。
But only through God can we receive that true light.
这就是我们需要去进一步了解的地方。
This is something we need to further study.
我们才能够谈到生命是人的光。
And then we can understand life is the light of man. The third direction.
要跟大家谈。
The third direction we want to talk about.
耶稣的见证。
The testimony of Jesus.
他也亲自这样说。
And he said this.
我们来看约翰福音的第十一章。
John chapter 11.
约翰福音的第十一章
John chapter 11
请看十一章的二十五节
Chapter 11 verse 25
十一章的二十五节
Chapter 11 verse 25
耶稣对马大说
Jesus said to Martha
复活在我生命也在我
I'm the resurrection and the life
信我的人虽然死了也必复活
He who believes in me will live even though he died
耶稣用拉撒路死了四天
The event that Lazarus died for 4 days
用这件事迹
Through this event
来显明他就是生命的主
To manifest he is the Lord of life
他从他到时有一个过程
There's a process of death
首先谈他病了
Lazarus was sick.
后来谈他死了。
Then he died.
死了四天。
He died for 4 days.
谈这个拉撒路错了。错了，死了错了，死了四天。
He already died and his flesh corrupt for 4 days.
死了四天没有生命错了。
And the flesh was corrupted.
当马大看到耶稣来的时候。
So when Martha saw Jesus coming,
啊，你早在这里，我的兄弟就不用死，可以复活了。
He said, "If you were here, my brother would not die."
其实这件事啊，耶稣早就知道。
Jesus knew this in the beginning.
我们来看十一章的第三节。
Let's read chapter 11, verse 3.
到第四节。
And verse 4.
这里说姐妹两人就是马大、玛利亚。
So the sister Martha and Mary,
他们打发人见耶稣说
they send people to Jesus,、
啊、你所爱的拉撒路病啦
Lord, the one you love is sick.
耶稣听见就说
When Jesus heard this,
这病不至于死
and he said the sickness will not end in death.
乃是为神的荣耀
it was for God's glory.
叫神的儿子耶稣因此得荣耀
So God's son may also be glorified.
他对着当时和门徒人也这样说、哎、
He also said this to his disciples.
然后我们看三十二节。
Let's read verse 32.
玛利亚到了耶稣那里。
When Mary approached Jesus,
看见他
she saw Jesus.
玛利亚就伏伏在他脚前说。
She fell at his feet and said,
主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟就不用死了。
Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
我们看到四十节。
Let's read verse 40.
耶稣说，我不是对你说过吗？
Jesus said, "Did not I tell you?"
你如果信，就必看见神的荣耀啊。
If you believe, you will see the glory of God.
四十一节以下。
41 onward.
我们看到耶稣叫死人拉撒路复活了。
Jesus resurrected the dead Lazarus.
所以耶稣不但说
，Not only Jesus said this,
而且他也这样行出。
And he was able to perform.
真的证明他就是复活，就是生命啊。
He proved that he's a resurrection, he's a life.
那当我们听到。
So when we hear this,
我们是否也这样信呢
？Do we have the same belief?
所以对于拉撒路死而复活的见证
，So from this testimony of the resurrection of Lazarus,
其实主耶稣强调一个观念
，Jesus was give us this idea.
人看作死就是人死的一种观念。
He wanted to correct our idea toward death.
但是主耶稣的权柄却超越死亡的一种限制。
Jesus' power already overcome death.
来证明主是生命的主宰。
We can understand.Jesus is indeed the Lord of life.
我相信，如果我们在当场看到，我们也会有这样的感动啊。
So if we were here, we will have this kind of movement too.
所以约翰长老啊。
So the elder John.
也就是使徒的约翰哦。
He was
他在约翰一书那里这样做见证。
In first epistle of John, he made this testimony.
亲自体验了生命之道。
He said, "I have experienced the word of life."
这生命已经显明出来了。
And this word life has been manifested.
就在耶稣基督身上。
In the life of Jesus Christ.
他不但说，
Not only he
不但见证
said this, not only he
而也行出神迹奇事
he was also to perform miracles.
他自己从死里做复活了
Even Jesus himself resurrected from death.
福音书里面特别强调耶稣行神迹的一种能力和见证。
So in the gospel, emphasize Jesus can perform miracles.
他在世上行的最后一个大神迹。
What was the last miracle Jesus performed?
就是他死在十字架上，死后三天复活的大见证。
That is he himself resurrected after being died on the cross.
那我们再来想起他对马大说的话。
Let's remember what he said to Martha.
复活在我，生命也在我。
I'm the resurrection, I'm the life.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
Those who believe even die, he will live.
从这里清楚地告诉我们了。
He tells us this.
信耶稣。
Those who believe in Jesus.
虽然带着肉体的生命。
Even though we have flesh life.
但是死掉的时候也能够跟他一样复活。
When we die,
会见他。
We will resurrect and we will meet Jesus.
所以主是生命。
So Jesus indeed is life.
他不单单写明他是肉身生命的主宰。
He's not only the master of the life of flesh.
更是写明要引导我们到永恒生命的国度里面。
He will also lead us to the eternal life.
所以约翰福音第十章也说。
So in John chapter 10,
主耶稣来是要叫世人羊得生命。
So Jesus said, I come to give life to my sheep.
而且要得的更丰盛。
And they will have an abundant life.
从这三个方面。
So from these three aspects,
当我们做了解的时候
we can understand this.
我们深深的可以知道主是生命的一个重要道理。
We can understand Jesus indeed is the Lord of life.
在这里讲一个见证。
I'll give you this testimony.
因为小弟目前负担香港这边的教会。
I'm a pastor in the Hong Kong church.
也要进去国内的九间教会做牧养。
I also need to go into mainland China to pastor 9 churches there.
在香港有一户人家。
There's a family in Hong Kong.
女婿女儿是我们的信徒。
Both the son-in-law and the daughter are believers of our church.
但是这个妈妈不是。
But the mother is not.
她是非常虔诚的佛教徒。
She is a devoted Buddhist.
有一天不晓得是犯了什么禁忌。
One day, we don't know what happened to her.
然后魔鬼就来找她。
And then she was possessed by demon.
他们家有钱啊。
They are a very wealthy family.
经济很好。
Very financially well.
因为这个女婿在一个很大的一个欧洲公司里面做董事。
Because the son-in-law is a board member of a big company.
所以家境真的不错。
So they are very wealthy.
但是有财富可以让你真的生命能够健康吗？
But can money give you a healthy life?
他们家里为了这个妈妈真的很受不了。
So the family was tortured by mother's condition.
这个一发作起来魔鬼要她从几十层楼的地方跳下去。
Sometimes the devil caused the mother to jump from a very high building.
坐公车的时候魔鬼要她跳出去。
When she was on a bus, the devil asked her to jump off from the car.
走在漂亮的海边的时候魔鬼跟她说你跳下去。
When she was beside aOcean, the devil asked her to jump. So she was a very pitiful.
虽然在社会有地位又有财富
Even though they have high position, have money.
但是却没有办法解决生命受危险的迫害
But they cannot solve this problem that threatened their life.
所以到处找师拜佛
So the mother tried to seek all kind of idols.
香港有那个黄大仙听说很灵
And there is a great Buddha in Hong Kong.
为了这个庙的神那个地名就叫黄大仙。
Because of Buddha, the place was named after that Buddha. But still no help.
然后又找其他的基督教。
They went to other church.
也没办法。
And still no help.
所以他们一对夫妻就决定还是找教会的传道来好了。
So both the daughter and her husband decided to invite the pastor of our church.So when we went there,
我们做家庭聚会。
First, we have a family service there.
短短的时间而已了。
Only have a short time there.
我们差不多二十分钟就结束家庭聚会。
The service only lasts for 20 minutes.
因为我们觉得需要更多时间的陪他。
Because we need to spend more time to talk to the person.
你有时在那边待一个小时人要赶着回去都没有时间讲话。
We can only have 1 hour there.
结果我们这样做蛮有效。
So it was very effective.
有些时候并不是时间的长就决定什么。
Sometimes it's not the length of time.
而是要看神怎么同工，那才重要。
The important thing is to see how God works.
所以教导怎么样祷告。
And we also teach them how to pray.
我们就在一起一起祷告。
So we pray together.
我一祷告啊。
When we pray.
刚开始他也顺着我们祷告啊。
First, the mother was obeying us.
他祷告到一半要起来奉主的名赶鬼啊。
After we pray a while, we stand up and in the name of Jesus, we cast a demon.
因为鬼在他的身上住很久。
Because a demon has living on her for a long time.
有时候捣蛋他。
Many times.
有时候跑出来给你显现。
Sometimes the demon will manifest itself.
你这个找任何博士医生也没办法。
No matter what kind of people come, nobody can handle.
我到目前还没有听到哪一个博士拿到医生执照，他是写专门治鬼的医生，没有了。
No doctor can say I can cast out demons.
他找很多医生也没有用的。
No doctor can help.
他找到我们教会。
That's why they came to our church.
我们一起祷告。
So we pray together.
开始要赶鬼的时候。
When we cast out demon.
他身体就大大震动。
The woman trembled her leg, body.
本来要祷告的声音变得好尖啊。
And then she made a strange noise.
哇，很痛苦哎。
She was very painful.
有几个负责人跟我一起来。
Several board members came with me.
哇，有两个负责人自动就退到那个墙壁窗户旁边，怕死了。
And two of them was very afraid.
从来没有遇过。
They never encountered this situation.
哇，他们毛发都站起来了。
Even their hair stand up.
当然我们要赶鬼的不能跟他们躲到墙边窗户旁边的。
As a minister, we cannot run away.
奉主的名赶鬼。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out demons.
鬼要离开他身上也是很不舒服哎。
So when the demon was coming out,
鬼一离开，他马上就软下来，倒在地上。
And she just saw paralyzed.
然后就赶快讲阿门。
Then we say amen.
停下来。
We stopped.
就再跟他谈一下。
Then we spoke to her.
他说没力。
She said, I have no strength.
头晕。
I feel a headache.
就告诉他，感谢主，鬼已经离开你身上了。
I said, thank God, the devil has left.
我们再祷告第二次。
Now let's pray again.
就再祷告第二次。
In the second prayer.
哇，顺便跟去的人也讲要有信心祷告啊。
We ask the member also pray with faith.
哇，那个怕的也是有信心了。
Even those who were frightened, now they have faith.
他们就靠近传道，站着一起祷告。
They stood near to the minister and prayed.
再一次，后来就按手在这位患鬼的妇人身上。
And then we lay hand on this woman who was possessed by demon.
没有大声叫。
This time she did not scream.
这一次祷告很顺。
This time the prayer was smooth.
就在主的眷顾之下。
Under the blessing of the Lord.
得到了宝贵的圣灵。
She received the Holy Spirit.
非常快乐。
She was very joyful. She wept.
祷告完了。
After prayer,
问她怎样啊?
I asked her how she's doing.
你刚才觉得怎样啊?
How do you feel?
哦, 心里很平安。
She said, I feel peace.
很快乐。
I feel joyful.
得到了宝贵的圣灵。
I received Holy Spirit.
大家听了好快乐。
Everybody was happy.
就这样子她来我们教会慕道。
In this way, she came to our church.
你想想看。
Now, let's think.
她被鬼制服了多少年。
She was subdued by devil for many years.
找了很有名的医师啊。
She saw many help,
many
doctor for help.
人家说这个很厉害就去看她。
So whatever doctor said, they went.Nobody can help him.
不是医师赏赐生命。
Because doctor cannot give life.
也不是医师掌控生命。
The doctor cannot control life.
是那位我们敬拜的耶稣基督掌控生命。
Only Jesus can control life.
他是我们生命的来源。
He is the origin of life.
他是我们人的光。
He is the light.
他更是复活和生命的主宰。
He is the resurrection and the Lord of life.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
后来继续慕道。
She continued to come.
也喜欢祷告。
She liked to pray.
所以她也愿意要在我们教会接受洗礼。
She want to be baptized in our church.
这是一个很清楚的见证。
It's a very clear testimony.
虽然科技、社会各方面的知识一直在进步。
Even though the knowledge of this world continue to advance.
但是人的人能力还是非常有限。
But human beings still have very many limitations.
人无法掌控自己的生命和明天的未来。
We cannot control our future and our life.
最重要就是活着的时候，你要找到这位生命的主宰耶稣基督。
Most important thing for us is to find Jesus when we still are alive.
只要我们这一颗诚实的心灵来敬拜他。
If we worship him with a sincere heart.
谦卑的来领受他道理。
Humbly we receive his truth.
甚至愿意努力向他祷告。
If we are willing to pray to him,
他就在你的心中。
He will live in your heart.
他就会临到你的人生的生命里面。
He will come to our life.
你就会体验他真的是生命的主宰。
Then you will experience the Lord is the Lord of life. 你感受到的就是
生命的见证。
You will have the testimony of life.
所以到后来就会跟耶稣的使徒门徒有一样的感动和见证。
Then you will have the same testimony as the apostle of Jesus Christ.
我们来看一下哥罗西书第三章。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第三章我们来看第三节。
Chapter 3 verse
3. 这里说我们直接看第四节。
Verse 4, let's read verse 4.
这里保罗做见证这样说。
Here Paul made a testimony here.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
当你愿意寻求主耶稣。
When we seek Jesus.
当您愿意把人生交在主耶稣手中。
When we are willing to hand our life to him.
他就会垂听你祷告。
He will listen to our prayer.
赏赐恩典。
Give us blessing.
赏赐他所应许的圣灵。
Give us the promised Holy Spirit.
在你的生活里面。
In our life,
会借着许多耶稣基督的恩典的作为
，we will experience many works of Jesus Christ.
来感受到耶稣基督就是我们的生命。
Then we will know that Jesus is indeed our life.
我们非常盼望亲朋好友。
So it is my sincere hope.
您不要再犹豫。
We should never doubt. 跟我们
一起进到耶稣是耶稣基督是生命的见证里面。
Let us together experience that Jesus is our life.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless all of us.
以下我们就继续再请诗班献诗。
So we have another choir presentation.
非常谢谢学生诗班所献的两首诗歌。
We thank for the student choir, the hymn they presented.
特别最后一首的最后一句话，他记得我。
Especially the second hymn, the last phrase, he remembers me.
人记得我们，我们会觉得很快乐。
So when someone remembers us, we feel happy.
但是我们敬拜的神，耶稣基督记得我们，我们的快乐是无限的。
When the Lord we worship Him, He Jesus Christ remembers us, and we our joy is very, very, we have a lot of joy.
我们要认识这位生命的主宰耶稣。
We need to understand to know this Lord of life.
有两个最直接的方法。
There are two direct approach.
第一个方法是从圣经整本去认识查考。
The first way is to study the Bible to understand the Lord.
因为整本圣经，耶稣说就是见证他。
Jesus said, "This entire Bible testifies Himself."
他的旨意
，His will.
他美好的作为
，His deeds.
他的见证
，His testimony.
记载在这圣经里面
，or recorded in this Bible.
所以我们可以从圣经的查考里面去认识这位生命的主。
So through studying Bible, we can understand the Lord of life.Second way,
可以从他教导我们的祷告这个 方面去认识他。
We can know the Lord through prayer.
他说要奉他的名祷告。
Jesus taught us to pray in His name.
无论祈求什么
，whatever we seek,
就必成就。
It will be a done for us.
奉主的名祷告是一个必然的现象。
So if we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, we have this result.
刚刚所见证的那位太太。
In our testimony earlier about that woman,
当我们告诉她你要解决你的问题
，We told her the way to solve her problem.
除了要到教会听神的道理以外
，She needs to come to church to worship God.
要学会祷告
，She also needs to learn to pray.
她马上就问
，She asked them.
那怎么样祷告啊
？How to pray?
那我要给多少钱呢
？How much money do I need to pay?
我觉得很稀奇
，I was very surprised.
特别问她为什么要给钱呢？
Why does she want to give money?
她说我去拜哪一个神啊？她说要给十万就给十万了。
She said, when I worship idol, they say you must offer like $10,000. 找哪一个法
师？她也说这个你的病鬼可能很厉害，要多少钱呢、啊、
？Or some teacher, they say, okay, you must give me this money.
哦，有很多教派是以宗教为一个幌子，然后用赚钱利益来做一个实质目的。
In many religion, their real goal motivation is to seek money.
他碰到的也是这样。
So that woman met this kind of religion.
但我们很清楚地告诉他。
But we clearly told her.
我们是介绍耶稣基督给你。
We are introducing Jesus Christ to you.
不是为了赚钱或什么。
We are not here to make money.
是要让你得救。
Our goal is to save you.
让你同享这个生命的见证。
So you will have this testimony of life in you.
他很感动啊。
She was very touched.
真的吗？
She said, "Is that so? Yes."
那怎么祷告啊
？So how should I pay? Pray.
简单。
It's very simple.
第一句话讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
First we say in the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
这是主耶稣教我们的。
This is the way Jesus taught us.
接下来要讲哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
Then we just say Hallelujah, we praise Lord.
哈利路亚也是希伯来话。
Hallelujah is a Hebrew word.
赞美主的意思。
It means to praise
the
Lord.
就跟后面那一句话是一样的。
It's the same as we say praise the Lord.
所以当我们祷告专心迫切的时候
，So when we focus in prayer，
你可以只讲哈利路亚
，We just say Hallelujah all the time.
是赞美主的意思啊
，Which means praise the Lord.
有的人为了念很标准啊，怎么祷告都很难得哎。
Some people want to say every word clearly.
而且又很慢哎。
They say slowly.
哈利路亚，慢吞吞的。
They just say very slowly Hallelujah.
你要非常专心啊。
We need to focus in prayer.
你的专心，你的用心。
We want to pray with our heart.
不是把焦点集中在你的嘴巴什么时候转啊，舌头什么时候掉啊。
We do not focus on whether we what kind of word we
say. 而是用你的心灵祷告神了。
Instead, we pray with our heart.
主啊，我是个罪人啊。
Lord, I'm a sinner.
主啊，我过去没有信你啊。
Lord, I did not believe you in the past.
主啊，我过去不会祷告，向你祷告啊。
Lord, I did not know how to pray.
主啊，我怎样，我怎样。
Lord, please
tell me. 用心跟他说话。
Just speak with your heart.
但是你的嘴巴要只讲哈利路亚赞美主。
But you in your lips you just say Hallelujah.
当你很迫切的时候。
So when you pray very fervently.
你越讲越不清楚的。
Sometimes you cannot speak clearly.
自然的神的灵临到你的舌头就跳动了。
And then the Spirit of God will come. You are speaking tongues.
你就感受到世人圣灵的生命的主宰的一种赏赐啊。
And then you will receive the joy of Holy Spirit.
是求主帮助啊。
May the Lord help us.
当我们这样子跟这位太太讲。
So when we told this to this woman,
她真的就这样祷告啊。
And she prayed that way.
第一次鬼被赶走。
In first prayer, the demon was cast out.
按手就得圣灵了。
The second prayer, she received Holy Spirit.
她已经六十几岁了。
She's in 60, her 60s.
跪下在那个硬的地板上面是很不舒服的。
It was painful for her to kneel down on the ground.
我们这个还很舒服啊。
This floor is carpeted.
她一个老人家都可以这样专心祷告。
But she even in her age she can pray.
聚会二十分钟了，道理她吸进去了。
We only preach about 20 minutes.
她也愿意去体验这位神。
She was willing to experience God.
除了听道理。
Not only listening
to the word. 在祷告中也要经验神的力量。
She will also experience God's power in prayer.
感谢主。
We thank God.
得到了圣灵。
She received Holy Spirit.
鬼被赶走。
The demon was cast out.
平安。
She received peace.
生活正常。
She had normal life.
她一起来啊，问她怎样，她马上回答，感谢主。
So after prayer, she said, "Thank God."
我们都没有自头至终都没有讲感谢主哎。
We didn't tell her to say this way.
哇，起来感动，感谢主。
So when she stood up from prayer, she said, "Thank the Lord."
真的是应验了《哥林多前书》十二章第三节的话。
Just like what Second Corinthians chapter 12 verse
8. 只有被神的灵感动啊，他就说出感谢主。
Only when a person is moved by God, she can say, "Thank the Lord."
后来全家都一起来慕道。
So the entire family come to our church.
虽然有的受洗，其他都一起来了。
Because she was baptized, so the whole family come with her.
其他家里人有人受洗。
Because some
看到这个见证，全家一起来了。
Because other members saw this testimony, they came with her.
感谢主。
We thank God.
神在中间动工。
God was working among them.
所以祷告神很重要。
So it's important to pray to God.
还没有得圣灵的。
So if we have not received Holy Spirit,
机会
we should take this opportunity.
经验这位生命的主宰耶稣。
To experience this Lord our Lord Jesus Christ. Pray earnestly.
当你得到圣灵的时候
when you receive Holy Spirit,
你舌头会跳动。
Your tongue will roll.
你自己也会感觉。
You will experience this way.
你心中喜乐。
There's joy in your heart.
你会感受到这位神。
You will experience this God.
我们长老只是传道按手。
When our minister lay hand on you,
是要加添心力。
And the purpose is to strength,
求神成全祝福
你。To add strength to you and to bless you.
求主成全祝福你。
May the Lord bless you.
所以祷告要认真。
So we need to be earnest in our prayer. For those who have received Holy Spirit,
更要祈求圣灵的充满。
We should further seek for the filling of Holy Spirit.
让我们建立一个读经灵修的生活。
So that we have a life of prayer and Bible reading.
和祷告的生活。
And a life of prayer.
在座的亲朋好友。
All the our friend and relative here.
我们也欢迎您一起来祷告，求神的圣灵的帮助。
We welcome you, invite you to pray with us.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless all of you.
现在就请要求圣灵的，请跪到前面一排两排。
And those who want to pray for Holy Spirit, please come forward and pray kneel in the first two rows here.
如果要接受按手的，已经有圣灵的，请你跪在第三排以后。
If you already have Holy Spirit, you just once receive laying our hand, please kneel on the third row and onward.
我们现在开始动作。
Let's pray together now.
这是祷告，是恩典，是福气。
We pray for God's blessing.
体验神同在的一件事。
And this is the time we experience the abundance of God.
我们就请一起出来祷告。
Let's come forward and pray together.
好，开始动作。
Please come forward now.
如果有亲朋好友、弟兄姐妹，可以陪着他们一起来。
If this is first time visitor, your friend can come with you.
我们尽量留空隙，让我们按手的人可以走动啊。
Please, between people, there let's reserve some space so the minister can move among you.
我们专心祷告就不会在乎时间长短了哈。
Let's just focus in prayer. Let's not worry about how long the prayer is.
我们祷告的方法是这样啊。
This is the way we pray.
双手合着。
We close our hands.
放在胸前。
In front of our breast.
然后眼睛闭起来。
And then we close our eyes.
双膝跪在神的面前祷告。
We kneel before God.
你就照刚才讲的方法，第一句话讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
First we say in the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
再来就一直不断的讲哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
Then we repeatedly saying Hallelujah, praise Lord Jesus.
真的迫切。
Let's pray.
努力的祷告求。
Pray earnestly.
我们一起来感谢祷告。
Let's pray to God.